Governor Andy Beshear appears to wish J.D. Vance's relatives get raped and impregnated. By Amy Furr on August 20, 2024. Kentucky's Democrat Governor Andy Beshear apparently wishes a relative in Sen. J.D. Vance's, R.O., family would get pregnant through rape so the Republican vice presidential candidate would have to experience it. While speaking with MSNBC during the Democratic National Convention, DNC, on Tuesday, Beshear responded to a statement from host Mika Brzezinski about how people are seeing the ramifications of the overturning of Roe. And then on the right, Governor, you have Republican candidates and Republicans talking about babies being aborted at 9 months. Can you even make sense of their argument? Because half of it's not even true, Brzezinski claimed. Beshear responded, it's just fear tactics and it's just lying to people. I mean, think about what some people have had to go through because of these laws. J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Inconvenience is traffic. Make him go through this, he said. Beshear's comments drew swift criticism online, with the Trump War Room X account calling them disgusting. Republican strategist Andrew Sarabian also shared his thoughts and pulled Vice President Kamala Harris, who is running for the White House in 2024, into the mix. Andy Beshear spoke on stage last night at Kamala's DNC and is now on national TV calling for a member of a J.D. Vance's family to be raped. Any comment from Kamala Harris on if she agrees with her surrogate? Is anyone in the media going to ask her if she repudiates this vile crap? He wrote. In addition, former President Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., asked, WTF is wrong with Kamala Harris surrogate at Andy Bisharki? Former President Trump, who chose Vance as his running mate, is campaigning against Harris, who chose radical leftist Governor Tim Walz, DMN, as her running mate for the presidency in 2024. In November 2023, Vance reflected on a loss for the pro-life movement after Ohioans voted to pass Issue 1 and codify the right to abortion in the state's constitution, Breitbart News reported. For pro-lifers, last night was a gut punch. No sugarcoating it. Giving up on the unborn is not an option. It's politically dumb and morally repugnant. Instead, we need to understand why we lost this battle so we can win the war, he said. The DNC on Monday highlighted the stories of several women who had tragic experiences with pregnancy as a way to push the party's abortion on-demand agenda, per Breitbart News.